Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. What a great nation it is when you have an election that is so confusing, so contradictory, so full of surprises and unpredictable elements that regardless of which side you're on, whether you're a backer of Donald Trump and you want to see a return of Trumpism in the White House and maybe that wall will get finished, probably that wall would get finished. And who knows what else would befall the country with Trump as president. And certainly a lot of people have no idea what to expect with Biden as president if he wins. The point being that if you look at the new polls, if you take a look at what is going on and all of the analysis here and all of these surveys, they're contradictory. There's good news today for Joe Biden. There's very good news for Donald Trump. There's more speculation about the list of running mates for Donald Trump. President Biden also let it be known today that he plans to meet with the widow of Alexei Navalny. That's Yulia Navalnaya. And their daughter, Dasha, who knew they had a daughter named Dasha. I have a sister. Well, I have a, my brother's son is married to a Dasha. So she becomes a niece-in-law, I guess. In any event, Dasha, the daughter of Navalnaya and of the late, Russian dissident Alexei Navalny, she is a student at Stanford University, and they are going to meet with the President of the United States. The meeting was not previously reported and didn't appear on Biden's official White House schedule. Navalny's daughter is a student at Stanford University. And what did Trump had to say? I like political prisoners who stay alive. No, he didn't say that. He's been largely quiet on the Navalny killing, other than comparing himself to Navalny, without quite going to the extent of comparing Joe Biden to Vladimir Putin. Trump has so many times said that Putin is a really, really smart guy, that he's really brilliant and he's really formidable. Of course he's not going to compare Biden to Putin, because he would feel that that was giving Biden some kind of a compliment. There is a new analysis by Joel Kotkin, who is a very skilled demographer at Chapman University. He's going to be joining us, saying that he believes that things are pulling in a Republican direction in this current electoral conflict. And it's not just between Trump and Biden, two personalities. It's between two different opposite directions for the parties in terms of class and in terms of a position in the economy, where the former bastion of the Democratic Party, the working class, the American labor union members, the people who worked in factories and ran small businesses, that was always the very heart of the Democratic coalition. And now it's a very different coalition because it features people from Wall Street and people in academia and people in the entertainment industry and the media, whereas the Republicans have also created a very different kind of coalition, basing it much more on those middle class, working class Americans. Is this going to work? How is this going to function as part of the election of 2024? We'll be talking about that with Joel Kotkin concerning a very, very impressive piece he's written arguing that pocketbook concerns override racial resentment in the current political climate. And that, of course, would be good news for Republicans at every level. There's also more on the fallout that we spoke about yesterday in Maryland, where all of a sudden the Democrats are terribly worried about defending a Senate seat that they thought was a gimme. They thought it was all locked up because Maryland's a very heavily Democratic state. But it turns out that two-term governor, Republican moderate Larry Hogan, is running well ahead and solidly ahead of his potential Democratic rivals in the state of Maryland. We are also going to be speaking later today about Ukraine. There's a piece, we have about Ukraine that a perceptive writer hit on 11 years ago about how strange it was that at the time we were deeply obsessed with the upsurge in the streets and the local revolution in Egypt, where they were getting rid of Hosni Mubarak, who eventually died in prison. And Hosni Mubarak was being replaced by a Muslim Brotherhood kind of candidate in Egypt. We paid all kinds of attention to that. That was the Arab Spring. But we were less concerned about Ukraine, which this writer indicated 11 years ago was absolutely central to America's future and to our future security and to our future alliances. That writer, by the way, was me. We have a feature called Throwback Thursday, where we go back and look at some of the stuff that I've written. Some of it 20 years ago, some of it 5 years ago, some of it, like this piece, 11 years ago. You can read it at our Substack home at michaelmedved.substack.com. We are also going to be speaking to Daniel Henninger about Ukraine and World War III and why this situation really is increasingly like Hitler and Munich and appeasement. And the question being, do Republicans really want to be associated with some of those Republican mossbacks from the 1930s who made the mistake to endorse isolationist and impeachment and appeasing politics? That regarding, by the way, not only the Nazi German threat, but the ongoing threat of Stalin, the Ukrainian people, the Holodomor, by Joseph Stalin. We will get to that again on our Substack column right now. And we are also going to be talking a little bit about embryos. And again, have you seen an embryo recently? They're very little. They're very sacred. They are amazing because that's going to grow into a person someday if it's allowed to and if things are right. But fertilized embryos are a new battlefront in the state of Alabama. Why? Because of a law that was passed in 1871 that said that you could be sued, you could be liable, you could be punished if you were careless of your handling with children. That's very typical to a lot of laws that have been passed over the last 100, 200 years, protecting children. The question is a fertilized embryo a child? And why is this a question anyone particularly is concerned about? Because of this entire phenomenon called IVF, in vitro fertilization. Do you believe it? More than 2% of the babies born in the United States, and this is babies who are carried to term, who were born, who are part of our world, 2% were born through in vitro fertilization. It is about as pro-life a phenomenon as one could find, and why it's suddenly controversial is a complicated but very important provocation. We will be back on the Michael Medved Show, joined in just a bit by Joel Kotkin and Arthur Hermans, who says that Joe Biden is perhaps the most destructive and disappointing president in history. Yeah, even worse than Donald Trump, he says. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I mentioned at the beginning of the show today that it's a particularly strong day for seeing how even the same news stories can be encouraging for the two different coalitions at the same time. You could have a big news story about a big new poll that looks terrible for Joe Biden. At the same time, there are other figures from that very same poll that look very encouraging. Okay, encouraging news for Joe Biden has been kind of hard to find recently. But here's some. The Quinnipiac University poll, which is a very distinguished poll that actually has a good history of relative accuracy in terms of its analysis of all of the various states and the competition last time between Biden and Trump, and previously even. A Quinnipiac poll was very early showing that it was close to a tie between Hillary and Trump. It was not one of those polls that had shown, oh my gosh, Hillary's got this thing in the bag. They never took that position. Anyway, they are now saying that Biden is holding on to his lead over President Trump, the GOP front runner. This is contrary to a lot of other polls that show Trump pulling away from Biden. But the new Quinnipiac University poll, and Quinnipiac University is a small but very interesting college not far from the Yale University campus in New Haven, Connecticut. So in the new poll, the potential rematch between the two doddering granddaddies shows that 49% of registered voters, not likely voters, said they support Biden compared to 45% who chose Trump, leaving a bunch of other voters who can go over to whoever they decide to put up on a no-labels ticket if they are going to field one, and that is now much in doubt. That could go anywhere, and also showing a less of a force behind the Robert F. Kennedy campaign. Maybe that's one of the reasons he announced yesterday he's going to be disclosing his choice for his running mate. A lot of conversation focused on former Democratic representative in the United States House from Hawaii, Tulsi Gabbard. She now describes herself as an independent, as does Robert F. Kennedy. But the campaign they're waging, the other polling seems to show, basically would take votes away from Biden and help Trump. Meanwhile, the same poll from Quinnipiac University, most voters say Biden, Trump, both mentally unfit for a second term. This is not particularly good news for either of them, but it is certainly better news for Trump than for Biden, because it is not quite as pointed an issue with Donald Trump and the way that he now comes across as it is with Biden, who projects not confidence and certainty, but frailty and confusion, which is not what you want ideally. Yeah, vote for the frail and confused Joe Biden. No, that's not the way to win an election. American voters are broadly skeptical, says the news from Quinnipiac University, that President Joe Biden is mentally fit to serve a second term. And most do not think his potential general election rival, Donald Trump, is mentally fit either, according to a Quinnipiac University poll published yesterday. 64% of respondents in the poll said Biden was mentally unfit for another term, a bleak data point for the president in a survey where he nonetheless outperformed his top-line numbers in many other polls. 51% of voters told the pollsters they didn't think that Trump was mentally fit for a second term on Pennsylvania Avenue. But in terms of the mental fitness, I mean, Biden finding that 64% think he's unfit and more than half think Trump is unfit. No wonder one of the prospects that people are looking at today, Karl Rove wrote about this, is this becoming the first campaign since 2012 where participation actually went down from the last campaign. In other words, we have been having rising participation. We had it in 2008 because of the novelty of Barack Obama being the first national nominee of color. And, of course, he was a young and somewhat exotic campaign for the American public, as he talked about himself in a self-deprecating and winning way. Obama called himself that guy with a funny name with the big funny ears. And, yes, he had the ability to highlight what were considered some of his campaign weaknesses, which turned out to convince people to vote for hope and change. In any event, year after year after year, elections have gone up in terms of participation. They didn't in 2012, and they did, however, last year. They went up dramatically from what they were in 2016. Meanwhile, with all of this going on, there is the issue that we are going to get to, because there's a claim by Charles Blow that we are sliding toward theocracy. And it's interesting. I think most religious people look at something like that and they say, sliding toward theocracy? Really? How? Where is it that the government is imposing its religious ideas? And Charles Blow gives the example of the embryos being treated as children by a court ruling in Alabama. First of all, I think this is going to be resolved fairly quickly because it does not have a lot of support, but we will get to that. We will also get to one other survey that shows a one-sided victory for a Republican running against Biden, but not the Republican who is likely to be the nominee against Biden. That would be Donald Trump. Jim Garrity has a piece in the National Review. Oh, no big deal. Just a survey showing Nikki Haley beating Biden 58-42%. Insert all appropriate caveats here, says Jim Garrity in National Review. It's only one poll. The margin is probably an outlier, and we don't select presidents through national opinion polls. But the latest Marquette Law School poll, National Survey, has some absolutely eye-popping numbers in a hypothetical matchup between Joe Biden and Nikki Haley, currently a distant second in the GOP presidential primary. We'll talk about those eye-popping numbers and more with Joel Kotkin, discussing the future of each of the two big parties, coming up on The Medved Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A United Airlines flight from Newark, New Jersey to L.A. forced to land at Chicago's O'Hare Airport because of a bomb threat. Police boarded the plane, searched all carry-ons after passengers were off the aircraft. The scene was cleared, and the plane resumed its flight to L.A. No bomb was found. Former President Donald Trump's town hall event with Laura Ingraham of Fox News was the highest rated cable newscast on Tuesday, reaching more than 3.2 million, according to the network. If you're struggling with your cell phone service, you're not alone. A cellular outage on Thursday hit thousands of AT&T users in the U.S., disrupting calls and text messages as well as emergency services. If you're a user of Verizon, T-Mobile, or U.S. Cellular, they also reported some disruptions, but not nearly as widespread as AT&T. Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Michael Medved Show, of course, a political party has a job. And the job is not just to win an election here and there. It's to build a long-term coalition of Americans who have at least enough in common to keep them together for political battles that occur really every 2 years, actually every 1 year in America. I mean, there's a big battle coming up in New Jersey that's coming up this year. Coming up in 2025 after the presidential election. It's one of those odd, numerology questions where New Jersey does not go according to the rest of the country. What is the country doing in terms of its political direction? One of the experts who writes about that and studies it is Joel Kofkin, who is a fellow in urban studies at Chapman University in Orange, California. He writes about demographic, social, and economic trends in the U.S. and internationally. He is listened to by people on the left. He is listened to by people on the right. And he's listened to by people in the center. He's a regular contributor to the Daily Beast, as well as to the conservative magazine, The Spectator. So, Joel, what you're talking about is that class and your economic status is going to take precedence over other factors, and this maybe is a very big problem right now for American liberals. Why?
Well, okay, basically, the problem that the American left has in general is they are not really offering a lot to people unless they work for the government. So essentially, for instance, you really have it's not just a question of class per se, but also how do you make your living? If you work in what my friend calls the carbon economy, I mean, if you're in construction, if you're in the energy industry, if you're in agriculture, logistics, manufacturing, you're contributing to global warming, according to the, you know, the ideology of the left. And so your job should really be, eliminated. And of course, what happens is they just go somewhere else. They emit more GHG and we buy them, but that's part of the stupidity of it. But if you work for the government, if you work in healthcare, if you work in education, a big government is kind of good for you. It's what pays your pensions. It's what pays your bills. So there's this huge division within the middle class. Then there's an enormous group of people who are working at low-end jobs with really no hope of moving up. And they look at Democratic policies to a large extent as not really in their interest. And, of course, you do have the cultural issues as well. I mean, generally speaking, working-class people are more patriotic, less likely to sort of favor the transgender agenda, if you will, much less likely to be concerned about climate change, where if you reverse it to the very high end of the society, their priorities are from a different planet. I mean, they think Americans have much too much freedom. This is 1%. Americans have too much freedom. We should ration gasoline, meat, electricity. The vast majority of Americans don't want that. So the problem the Democrats have is that their class agenda, if you will, is in opposition to a large part of what was once the party's base.
And you're not far away, but you haven't gone to it yet. There are two factors that we read about a lot, more often than we read about these economic pocketbook concerns that you're writing about in your most recent piece in the American Mind publication. It's posted on our website, michaelmedved.com. You're not talking about the education gap, where there seems to be a strong correlation between people who have a college degree or more being drawn to the Democratic Party, whereas people who, without a college degree, the traditional American working class, which used to be the heart and soul of the Democratic Party, that is moving in a more pro-Trump, pro-Republican direction. And then, of course, there's the issue of religion, which is related. The religious turnout, I just looked it up. In 2020, Trump lost the election, but he won self-described evangelical Christians with 82% of their votes. What's going on here?
Well, that's one of those bizarre things. I mean, it's hard to find someone who's more of a moral reprobate than Donald Trump. I mean, he's an advertisement for it. But I think what's happened, and this is one of Biden's many miscalculations, is he decided to bend over backwards to the most extreme cultural progressives, if you will, that surround him. And therefore, he's systematically alienated people and made them even less likely to favor Biden. But I think that the economic issues are going to be the critical ones. I mean, yes, the evangelicals, but the evangelicals have been voting Republican for a long time. It's the working class and the private sector middle class that Biden has to get enough support in to be reelected. And what, of course, is interesting is, particularly among Latinos, is he's doing very poorly, because guess what? Latinos are in the carbon economy. You know, the other day I had a car taking me to the airport, and the same thing when I got to Florida to see my wife's mother. And what was so amazing to me, both times they said they understood that the climate change policies of the Biden administration are a direct threat to their livelihoods. These people aren't, they may not have PhDs, but they're not stupid.
And what about the immigration issue? You would think that for a lot of working class, maybe naturalized citizens who are here, who are Latinos and Asians, that President Trump's hard line on immigration would be a mixed bag.
Well, of course, the vast majority of Latinos in America are either born here or have been here a long time. They don't like the idea that there are vast numbers of people moving into their cities and sort of, in some senses, trying to get or receiving resources they want. Now, as much as this is an issue among Latinos, which is somewhat true, it's really an issue among African Americans. Because, you know, what does, you know, you think Brandon Johnson, mayor of Chicago, oh, we're going to be a sanctuary city. This is a city with an enormous poverty population. And you're going in and you're going to put in, you know, you're going to have 30, 40,000 migrants and you're going to let them sleep in the parks and the rec centers. It's insane. And so I think that the immigration policy is in some ways an economic issue. The other thing is, it's pretty clear that since most of these immigrants are at the low end of the skills equation, if they go to work, they're only going to compete against the people at the lower end of the economic spectrum and reduce the pressure on wages. Well, one good thing.
One of the numbers you have in your piece, which is just stunning, is that Trump got 8% of the black vote last time. It's one of the reasons he lost. And this time, he's moving up. He may have a black running mate. Who knows? Tim Scott is a good chance. But Trump right now is getting 22% of the black vote, which is historically high and could even be decisive. The American Mind, Class of 24, that's the title of the piece by Joel Kotkin, posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with more on shifting trends and the message from CPAC. That and more coming up on the Medved Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And on the Michael Medved Show, today is the day of the opening of the annual CPAC meeting. That's the Conservative Political Action Committee, put on by a combination of conservative organizations. In the past, a lot of CPAC has been paid for by the NRA. The NRA is busy fighting for its very life. Basically, they've had to see the resignation of Wayne LaPierre, and they're standing trial right now for misusing donors' money. I mean, fabulous amounts of money. One of the charges is that Wayne LaPierre was spending $500,000 on wardrobe and using donated money to defend Second Amendment rights, because heaven knows you need to have the right suits and the well-cut slacks and the expensive shoes. But with all of that going on, there was a jolt of electricity, and of real electricity, with Lara Trump. Lara Trump, and I know, because it's written Lara, and Lara is like Lara's theme from Dr. Zhivago, if you may remember that old movie. And that great Nobel Prize-winning novel, at least Boris Pasternak, who wrote it, was a Nobel Prize winner. Anyway, she is President Trump's daughter-in-law. She is married to Eric Trump, who didn't have such a good outcome in court with Judge Ergoron. But let's put that aside for a moment. She has been named by President Trump to be co-chair of the Republican National Committee. And when she came out, big radiant presence, big personality, Laura Trump got a pretty huge ovation from the sparse turnout that was there. And she got some cheers from the CPAC crowd. Clip 9, listen.
Some of you may have heard that I've had the great honor of being endorsed by my father-in-law, President Trump, to co-chair the Republican National Committee. I got some fans in here, okay. You guys like this idea. Well, I'll tell you guys, this is a position for which I never imagined I would run, but I also never imagined that our country would be in such dire straits. It is time for change. It is time to fight, and it is time to win, ladies and gentlemen. Okay?
That's Laura Trump. She went on to say something that I think was very important to say to this crowd at CPAC, and it's very important for her to articulate as a co-chair for the Republican National Committee. It's just common sense, but common sense has become extremely uncommon in American politics right now. Laura Trump once more. This is clip 11.
As Republicans, I get it. We like to go vote on Election Day. It's exciting to be a part of that day. It's exciting to fill out the ballot for the future leader of our country. Heck, you even get a little sticker, and then you can take a photo and post it on social media. I know, very fun. But the truth is, if we want to compete with the Democrats, we cannot wait until Election Day. If we want to compete and win, we must embrace early voting. The days of waiting until Election Day to vote are over. We have to encourage everyone who can legally vote to go do so as soon as they legally can. We need so many votes banked for Donald J. Trump that we're not playing catch up on Election Day. You go vote, and then you take your neighbor, your friend, your dentist, heck, I don't care, someone you met on the street, as long as they're voting the right way, every single day up to and on November 5th, because this November, every single legal vote matters.
Okay, that's something that is more confidence building, don't you think, than the idea that they're going to plan to steal the election. And she seems to have a little bit of a disagreement from the message that her father-in-law is sending, which is that we may not know if every vote counts, because one of the things that I think is very, very likely is that we're going to have a disputed election again. Somebody's going to dispute it. Whoever's behind. Ben Carson, for instance, talking about Donald Trump's underdog status. If there is an underdog status, the underdog status is because, as the leader of CPAC said, we'll get to that later, President Trump is being tortured. And why is he being tortured? This is what Dr. Ben Carson, who is also considered a vice presidential possibility, this is what he told the gathering at CPAC.
And now our justice system has been weaponized against the administration's top political competitor with absurd witch hunts from every corner of the country. It reminds me of the old Soviet slogan, "You show me the man, and I will find you the crime." They are throwing everything they have. Think about it. Everything they have, they're throwing at President Trump because they're desperate to stop him. And they're desperate to stop you and me. Trump's only crime is representing the American people first. And for that, you know, for that, they're trying to put him in jail for the rest of his life, tie him up in court, take all of his assets. They're terrified of him. They're incredibly unfair. And if we allow this to happen, America will never be the same again. We have to stop it.
Okay. Remember when President Trump was characterizing Joe Biden before he became Crooked Joe? He was Sleepy Joe. The energy level of a Ben Carson address, even an address with lots of applause lines for CPAC, not a super high energy level. Matt Schlapp, despite the fact that he's facing multiple accusations of sexual assault, it's another story. He believes that somebody else with some admitted problems in that sphere, I mean, when there's star, they let you do it, if you remember that, Access Hollywood. In any event, he talks about Donald Trump as a victim of torture. Listen, clip 8.
Because there's an important thing going on in our country in which the whole world is watching. And that is, there is a unique American who is being persecuted, who is being tortured, who is the victim of the democratic policies based on the world's worst dictators, whether it be Putin or whether it be Xi, the Democratic Party and Joe Biden, doing everything they can to collude, to use the deep state, to use lawfare, to put Donald Trump in prison. Can we send a loud CPAC message to President Donald J. Trump and his family that we stand four square with him?
Basically the idea of the Trump as the victim of torture. What's fascinating to me is how comfortable people seem to be on the right with claiming the title of victim. And again, people don't usually say that, well, what you want representing your side is a victimized warrior or somebody who has suffered through the agonies of torture. Now, someone who suffered through the agonies of torture and survived or triumphed, that can be an inspiring story. But to go back to the story, as I think you have to if you're going to be taking this tack, the story of the so-called stolen election and the idea that despite the fact that the numbers show that President Trump lost the election in the popular vote by more than 7 million votes, and he lost some of the crucial states for him by higher votes than he wants to even acknowledge, 150,000 votes in Pennsylvania, for instance. With all of that, this is going to be showing a bitter election where the Republicans are determined to scare Democrats away from the polls, and Democrats are determined to scare Republicans away from the polls, and no one shows up. So that means which side is more determined and more dedicated. And on that issue, anyone who doesn't see a Trump advantage at the moment may not be paying close enough attention to this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.